Hi, this is Dwayne, and I'd like to share with you today how chords are made out of scales. It's really quite simple. A scale is a row of notes that goes from a root up eight notes to an octave. Octavo, octopus, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. If I take the first note of the scale, that's called a root. The second note of the scale is called a da-da-da-da-da-da, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, or octave note. Okay, so a scale is made out of eight notes. Now there's different kinds of scales. There's major scales, which sound like this. And there's minor scales, which sound like this or this. There's three different kinds of minor scales: harmonic, melodic, and natural minor, but we won't go into that right now. I want to cover major scales and how chords are formed from those scales. Once we know what the scale is of a given key, and we only know that by the rule of whole steps and half steps. In other words, every major scale has to have a whole step, and then a half step. Whole step, whole step, whole step, and half step. So two whole steps and then a half step. Three whole steps and then a half step. What's a whole step? It's two notes, two contiguous notes with one note in between. Okay, like C to D is a whole step because that key that we call C sharp or D flat is in between. From D to E is a whole step too. Why? Because that key that we call E flat or D sharp is halfway in between. But from E to F, there's nothing in there but a crack. Anytime you have nothing but a crack between two keys, that's a half step. Okay? So our formula again is whole step, half step. Whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. So the formula is two whole steps and then a half step, three whole steps and then a half step. If you don't know that, you need to memorize that. Whole, whole, half. Okay? That's a major scale. That's the definition of a major scale. Now, it's easy to see when you play from C to C because all the white keys are there, right? But if you play from B to B and you played all the white keys, it wouldn't be a major scale at all. So we have to observe that same rule. What's a whole step above B? Well, it's not C because there's nothing but a crack between B and C, so that's a half step. So you have to go up to C sharp. We call it C sharp instead of D flat because if we called it D flat, there wouldn't be any C in that scale at all, and we have to have one letter of the alphabet involved in every scale. Okay, so a whole step above B is C sharp. A whole step above C sharp is D sharp, and then a half step is E, and a whole step is F sharp, whole step G sharp, whole step A sharp, and a half step is B. So the formula for a B scale is the same as it was for a major scale, except we have a different sharps and flats, or in this case, all sharps, okay? We have five sharps in the key of B. B, by the way, is a real easy key to play in because all the black keys are used, every single one, okay? That's true of the scale of D flat too. Every black key is formed. In fact, let's walk through the scale of D flat. Whole step above D flat is E flat. Whole step above that is F. Half step above that is G flat. Whole step is A flat. Whole step is B flat. Whole step is C flat. C, and then a half step above that is D flat. So that's the scale of D flat. Now, once we know the major scale of any given key, if we take the first degree of the scale and build a chord on it, then we have the one chord for that key. For example, if I build a chord on C, take every other scale note up from C. In other words, skip D and play E, skip F and play G. So I have C, E, and G. That's the C major chord because it's made out of the root, third, and fifth of a major scale. If I started on B, what would the B major chord be? Would it be B, D, and F? No, because the third note of the B scale is D sharp and the fifth note is F sharp. Okay, so the B chord is B, D sharp, and F sharp. What would the B flat chord be? It would be B flat, D, and F. Why? Because we have to have whole step, half step, whole step, okay, in any major scale. So once you know what the major chord is, that's called the tonic chord or the home base chord in any given key. Let's think of the key of C right now. The key of C is based on the scale of C, which has no sharps or flats, and so if we build a chord on C, it's called a one chord. Now, if we build a chord on the second degree of the scale, that's called a two chord, and just because of the arrangement of notes, it's a minor chord, D, F, and A. If we build a chord on the third note of the scale, it's minor also, E minor, E, G, and B, because of the arrangements of whole steps and half steps. If we build on the chord on the fourth degree scale, it's the F chord, F, A, C, and it's major. If we build a chord on the fifth degree of the scale, It's also major, the G chord. If we build a chord on the sixth degree of the scale, it's minor because of the arrangement of whole steps and half steps. A, C, and E is minor. And if we build a chord on the seventh degree of the scale, it's not major or minor, it's diminished, which we'll cover some later date, okay? But all you need to know now is that there's three major chords in each key, three organically major chords. They're indigenous to that key. They're the one chord, the four chord, and the five chord. If you learn those, you can play lots and lots of songs just with those three chords, okay? If you learn the two, three, and six chords, in other words, the minor chords, then you can play zillions and zillions of chords. And if you learn the diminished chord, you can play almost anything, okay? So, but I would start out, if you're not too familiar with music theory, learn the one, four, and five chord in every key. I'm just going to play them through real quickly. In the key of C, 1, 4, 5. In the key of D flat, 1, 4, 5. In the key of D, 1, 4, 5. In the key of E flat, 1, 4, 5. In the key of E, 1, 4, 5. In the key of F, 1, 4, 5. In the key of G flat or F sharp, 1, 4, 5. In the key of G, 1, 4, 5. In the key of A flat, 1, 4, 5. In the key of A, 1, 4, 5. In the key of B flat, 1, 4, 5. In the key of B, 1, 4, 5. So I just played all the primary chords, the major chords. I call them a family of chords in all 12 keys. So you see that's really pretty easy to master, okay? Now, come back next time, and on our next iPod, we'll look at the minor scales minor chords based on minor scales. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.